Good morning, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
看到你们的笑脸，我就知道今天是个很好的天气。
When I see your smiling faces, I know this is a good day.
愿这样的喜乐带着我们一天一天，直到见他的面。
This kind of joys leads us to the day until we see him.
我们这群人是蒙他何等的恩典啊！我们如果数算，我们就晓得我们是群特别的人。
We're so blessed. If we count our blessings, we know we are a special group of people.
也愿我们这群福分不单是我们自己生产，更是在我们身上显出来。不单是藏在我们的里边，更是让我们能够彰显出来。
What we have is not just inside us. We should illustrate it to others.
好，我们今天来啊，交通的是腓立比书第一章。
Today we're going to study the book of Philippians, chapter number one.
这是何等啊，让我非常受感动的一卷书信。
This is a book I am deeply moved about.
所以我今天呢，也是借用一段圣经，跟我们各位一起来在主面前分享。
So I want to, today I want to share with you Bible verses from this book.
我给它起的题目叫做《兴旺福音》，源自于第五节。
The title that I give this sermon is Evangelism or Advancing the Gospel, and it originated from verse 5.
因为我们都知道，福音就是好消息。
We all know that gospel is the good news.
我们也都听到，我们也都得到。
We all heard about it and we all get it.
如果你没有得到的话，盼望你赶紧啊，能够真的在主面前接受它。
If you haven't received the good news, I hope you will receive and accept the good news.
它可以让我们这个人能够不但今生得平安，更是永生得到的在主的面前。
The good news can not only give us peace in this life, but we will have eternal peace and life.
对，这个不是说我们问可不可能、应不应该的事情。
And this is not about whether it's possible or whether it ought to be.
而是神是真的。
Instead, God is true.
而是我们有一天通通都要见他。
One day, all of us will see him.
所以，如果你还没有得到，盼望你赶紧得到这个美好的祝福。
So if you haven't received or accepted the good news, I hope you will.
但是我们要思想一些个问题。
But we have to think about a few questions.
福音是不是只是一个好消息？
Is gospel just a good news?
兴旺福音是不是只是传福音？
Evangelism, is it just about spreading the good news?
我们有时候过于简单，可能就会失去许多的美好的事情。
Sometimes we simplify this too much, and we lost some beautiful things.
我们知道福音 evangelic 这个词，就是准确翻译当时叫做好使者。
We know the evangelism when we translate it means.Good angel and the messenger.
对吧 ？Eve 就是好 ，angel 就是使者，天使。
So when you look at the word evangelic, the E-V means good, and then followed by angel means angel and messenger.
至于福音，兴旺福音，当然我们是要传，就有一位成为使者的，成为我们的祝福。
When we spread the gospel news,
我们就知道有这么一位使者成为我们的祝福。
We know there is a messenger who is our blessing.
所以希伯来书在这样提醒我们说，同蒙天召的圣地弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
So in Hebrews it says you should remember that Jesus Christ, the messenger from God.
Yeah. 所以我们在我们所行的路上，不单是一个好消息，也更是要仰望这一位好使者。
So not only the gospel is a good news, but we also should focus on the messenger, that's Jesus Christ.
当保罗在写腓立比书的时候，腓立比教会有很多的问题。
When Paul wrote the letter to Philippians, there were a lot of problems with the church in there.
他要去鼓励腓立比教会的时候，你想想他要怎么去写，因为他人不能去。
So he could not go there personally. He wrote a letter. So think about it, how he should write the letter to encourage people in that church.
当我们在读腓立比书的时候，我们思想腓立比书的主题是什么？
When we read the book of Philippians, we should think about what's the main theme of the book.
很多人说是讲喜乐啊，不错，讲福音讲喜乐，这是不错的。
Many people say it's about joy. It's not wrong. You know, when you talk about gospel, it is about joy.
但是在这里边不断的给我们提到的是。能够不仅仅是传讲主的福音，更是活在主的福音里边。
So the book continuously tells us not only just spreading the gospel, but also live out the life of God.
好，第一章他讲到基督，他讲很多事情的中心是讲基督是我们侍奉的对象。
First chapter, the focus is that that Jesus Christ is the object of our service.
第二章，他那种荣耀的基督论啊，第六节到第十一节，第六基督论，他告诉我们，基督是我们效法的榜样。
In chapter two, it tells us Jesus Christ is the example we should follow.
第三章，保罗要。为了基督要丢弃一切，他告诉我们，基督是我们追求的目标。
In chapter 3, Paul told us that we should put everything aside and go after Jesus Christ.
第四章虽然他讲到很多的问题，但是他仍然心中存的是基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
In chapter 4, it talks a lot about other things, but the focus is that Jesus Christ is our hope and glory.
换句话说，喜乐不是我们自己说几下就可以得到的。
In other words, joy is not something that you can get by just saying a few things.
当我们把我们自己放在基督的里边，基督的喜乐和平安就充满我们。
When we put ourselves in the Lord, His joy will fill us.
在第一章当中，他会不断地提到我们要记住福音的果子、圣灵的果子、喜乐、仁义的果子，还有功夫的果子。
In chapter one, Paul mentioned many times that we need to have the fruit of righteousness and joy and
gospel.
The gospel.
对，还有个功夫不是空腹哈，是工作。
And work.
嗯。OK. 啊，对。好，那我们来思想这段圣经的时候，你就知道保罗不是只是叫我们喜乐一下就可以了。
When we think about these Bible verses, Paul is telling us not just to have joy. That's not enough.
常常问啊，我跟一些人聊天。叫大家喜乐，人家常常问，怎么才能喜乐？
When I have a conversation with other people, I constantly hear people say asking, "How do I have joy?"
在基督里，神的喜乐必将充满我们。
in Jesus Christ, God's joy will fill us up.
所以我们今天花点时间来思想什么叫做传讲福音或者兴旺福音。
So today we're going to spend some time to think about what is evangelism and how to spread the gospel.
因为保罗在这里第五节、第七节、第十二节当中都提到福音的事情。
In this book, in chapter 1 and verse 5, 7 and 12, Paul mentioned evangelism.
第五节就讲你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In verse 5, it says, because of your partnership in gospel from the first day until now.
第七节讲到你们是当保罗辨明证实福音的时候，以腓立比人和保罗是一同得恩。
Verse 7 says, defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me.
第十二节又讲到保罗遭遇那么大的难处，他被捆绑，他所遭遇的一切却是为了使福音兴旺。
In verse 12 it says, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel.
所以我们思想兴旺福音，我们当然包括传讲福音。
So when we think about evangelism, of course it includes the spreading of the gospel.
今天福音当然需要我们去传讲，去广传。
Of course we ought to spread the good news to everywhere, everybody.
我不知道各位你传讲福音的时候有什么感受。
I don't know how do you feel when you try to spread the gospel.
有人觉得很难。
And some people think it's very difficult.
有人觉得哎呀，等要等别人 ready 准备好才行。
Sometimes people think that we need to wait until that person is ready to accept the gospel.
更何况圣经讲到传福音是个恩赐。
And the Bible also tells us that being able to spread the gospel is a gift.
所以我们就好了，我们没有这个恩赐。
So sometimes we think, well, I don't have the gift.
但圣经的话，我们深信各位早就藏在心中。
But I believe that all the words in the Bible are already in our hearts.
不用别人去全告诉你。
We don't need to have other people to tell us.
圣灵在我们心中早就提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit in our hearts is reminding us.
如果有心看一个人刚刚受洗的时候，看他什么表现，我们各位就知道了。
If you watch somebody who just being baptized, you will know.
如果一个人刚出来的时候，他是充满喜乐，而且他一定讲，我要把这些消息告诉别人。
Someone coming out of the baptism is full of joy and eager to spread the gospel to others.
圣经告诉我们。他说哥林多前书第九章，这是耳熟能详的圣经，叫做我传福音原没有可夸的，因我是不得已，我若不传就有祸了，我若传福音甘心做这事就有赏赐，若不甘心责任却已经托付我了。
1 Corinthians 9:16 For when I preach the gospel I cannot boast since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospelIf I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
记得哈，责任已经交托给我们了。
Remember this, the responsibility is entrusted to us.
传福音是一个责任。
Spread the gospel is a responsibility of us.
其实你也不用觉得要苦苦的苦待自己。
You don't have to treat yourself very hard.
其实我们只是把我们心中的喜乐传讲出去就行了。
We just need to spread the joy in our heart to others.
在使徒行传第四章，当彼得、约翰被人家抓起来打的时候。
In Acts chapter 4, when Peter and John was arrested and beaten by others.
彼得他们是这样讲，他说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己掂量。我们所看见、所听见的， 不能不说。
This is what Peter and John said. Which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
就是把我们所看见、所听见、藏在我们里边的说出来而已。
This is just about sharing with others what we see and what's inside our heart.
有一个姐妹就讲，她说，这就好像一份喜乐、一份压力在我里边，我如果不释放出来，好像很难受。
Sister put it this way: It's like inside me there is a pressure that if I don't let the pressure out, I feel really bad.
当有一个弟兄当明白神住在我们里边的时候，他说：“你们通通离开我，不要碰我，神在我的里边。”
A brother once said that God lives inside me, so don't touch me, just leave me alone.
我们只是把我们心中的喜乐传给更多的人。
We just need to share and spread our joy and the good news and the joy to more people.
神本来的意思，当他拯救我们的时候，目的也是如此。
When that's the original purpose of God giving us a salvation.
彼得在讲到这个事情的时候，他是说。要叫我们宣扬那位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，神本来的目的就是如此。
First Peter 2:9, but you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
要叫你们去宣扬。
You may declare.
不单是神的要求，神也给我们恩典和能力，让我们一定做成这样的工作。
Not only God demands us to do this, but He also gives us power and gifts to do such work.
那更可以是说，是主的命令。
And this is the command from God.
大使命大家都会背。
You all know the great command.
你们去，使万民做我的。门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所教导你们的，你们都教导他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这些都是我们耳熟能详的，深信也在各位的心中，也在我的心中。
I believe these are all inside everybody's heart, and it's also in my heart.
其实有时候我们需要反过来想。
And sometimes we have to look at it from a different angle.
为什么我们没有传呢
？Why didn't we spread the gospel?
当东西充满我们的时候，我们一定愿意去做。
God is filled up with something, we must do it.
Yeah. 所以当啊，这就是我写在这里的哈，大家自己可以读。
You can read what's on the PowerPoint.
你吃到过好吃的，你有便宜的东西，你遇见什么好事，你当然愿意告诉别人。
If you have something that's tasty, delicious, or precious, and it's very low cost.I mean the value compared to the price is very high. Then of course you want to share these kind of good news to others.
我们这些可以得到天国，免费得到天国，将来要在主面前站立，这样大好的消息，我们不能不说。
This good news of kingdom of heaven, which is completely free.It's such a good news we have to share with others.
人心中有，才会出去做；没有就做不成。
Only when you have something in your heart, you will do it and show it to others.
所以我们再花一点时间，再思想一下什么是兴旺福音。
So let's spend a little bit more time to think about what is evangelism.
兴旺福音，或者叫使福音兴旺。更是要做成 福音要在我们身上做成的目的，就是福音要成为我们的一切，是我们的一切。
Evangelism or advancing the gospel is to achieve goal, the goal of the gospel, that is, the gospel becomes everything to us.
所以在英文当中，兴旺福音有的翻译成 in fellowship in gospel， 有的翻译成 advance the gospel， 有的翻译成怎么样 furtherness in gospel。
So there are different translations in English: advancing the gospel, furtherness of the gospel.Fellowship in gospel and so forth.
它不仅仅只是一个传讲，而是福音要在我们里面生根、生长、发芽、开花、结果。
So it's not just spreading the good news. The gospel has to be in our heart. It has to grow. It has to be rooted in our heart, and it has to grow and bear fruit.
福音不仅仅是个好消息，更是它带有能力。带有目的，带有需要，带有方向。
The gospel is not just the good news; it has power, purpose, need, and directions.
就是那位好使者基督成了我的一切。
That is the Jesus Christ become everything for us.
他成了我的，我也成了他的。
He is mine, and we are his.
不仅我们的生活有了意义，更是有了方向。更是有了动力，更是被他所驱使。
Not only does my life have directions and meanings, but I'm driven by it.
福音不是仅仅是个消息。
The gospel is not just good news.
我觉得今天有些说法，它对我们是很大的鼓励，但是如果我们只停留在这上面，它却成了我们的阻碍。
Some of the sayings we hear, it's to encourage us. But if we stop there, it could become a resistance for us.
比如说，我们你得救了没有？得救了，得救了就好了。
Or you're saved, so that's good enough.
够了。
That's enough.
到天国，我有个板凳坐坐就可以了。
There's a chair in the kingdom of heaven for me to sit. That's enough.
我们啊，凡事都是靠恩典，所以我们得救有恩典就可以了。
We are saved because of the grace of the God's grace, and that's enough.
我想，我们传讲福音，更是福音现在我们的里边成为我们的泉源。
I think before we spread the gospel, we have to let the gospel.Become the origin of the spring or the of our spiritual life.
Yeah, 它不仅仅只是给我们一点祝福，给我们一点好处，它更是要在我们里做成它要做的事情。
It's not just giving us something beneficial. Instead, it
做成它的要做的事情。
Do its work in our heart.
它英文叫做 gain the profit of gospel. 啊，就是要做成福音在我们要得的这个利润。
The gaining the profit in of the gospel in our heart.
不知道弟兄姐妹，上一次你为自己的罪痛哭流涕是什么时候了
？I don't know when was the last time you cried.
不知道弟兄姐妹，在我们这种喜乐长久的喜乐是维持了多少的时间
？How long is your joy lasting？
我们要赞美神，因为这是成为我们的泉源。
Let's praise the God because that's the origin of our life.
福音不但是给我们一个好处而已。
The gospel is not just some benefit to us.
更是要在我们里面做成拆毁、建造这样的事情。
It is also doing something to make us repent and build us up.
耶利米书31章这样讲：我先前 眼睛有点看不清楚了哈。我先前怎样留意将他们拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆苦害，也必照样留意他们建立栽种，这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah 31:28 Just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down and to overthrow, destroy and bring disasters, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord.
当神的灵进来的时候，其实他首先是要在我们里边做一个拆除拔出的工作。
When the Holy Spirit entered us, it needs to do the work of destroying and get rid of the old things first.
因为我们从前很多的思想、很多的想法、很多的要求装满在我们的里边。
Because we were filled with old thoughts and desires that needs to be get rid of.
这个靠我们做不到。
And we cannot.Get rid of these bad things just by on our own.
但神的灵福音到我们的身上的时候，他要做成这样的事情。
But when the Holy Spirit entered us, He can get rid of all these bad things.
保罗在这哥林多后书这样讲，在这的人做成死的香气，叫他死；在那的人做成活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能挡得住呢？
2 Corinthians 2:16 To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the others an aroma that brings life. And who is equal to such a task?
神拆毁，神拔出，神把他自己充满在我们的里边，我们就更加的喜乐。
The Holy Spirit overthrow, destroy, and bring disasters.Then we will be filled. After that, we will be filled with joy.
这是神要做的工作。
This is what God is going to do in our heart.
我们被他充满，我们就乐意去传讲他在我们身上做成何等荣耀的事情。
We are filled up by Him, and then we want to spread the gospel to others and to glorify His name.
弟兄姐妹，不要苦苦的逼着自己。去做一些认为应该做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't force yourself to do something that you think you ought to do.
先让我们定睛在神的事上。
Let's focus on God first.
让福音成为我们里面的泉源。
Let the gospel become a spring in our heart.
让福音在我们身上做他要做的事情。
And let the gospel do the things that it wants to do.
神的大爱就必将充满我们，我们就被他的爱所搅扰、所影响、所感动、所促使，让我们去歌颂神。
So God will fill us with His great love, and we are stirred by His love. Our hearts are grateful, so we sing to God and serve God.
因为神在我们这些人身上有个神圣的不满足，神不会容让我们继续这样待下去。
God would not allow us to stay where we are.
神有一个指望在我们身上要得到那个收获。
He has a hope to harvest from us.
当神把他自己放在我们里面的时候，我们就属于他的。
When God put Himself inside us, we belong to Him.
他也成为我们的。
And He belongs to us.
他乐意把他自己放在我们的里边。
He's willing to put Himself inside us.
他乐意成为我们的。
He is willing to become ours.
他希望有一天我们也是完全属他的。
And He hopes that one day we will completely belong to Him.
我们成为他的基业，他成为我们的基业。
And he becomes our inheritance, and we become his.
不要仅仅把这个 deposit 当作押金。
So don't treat this just as a deposit.
而是他把他自己、把他的生命、把他一切赐给了我们。
He gave everything, his life and everything, give these to us.
我们也是。但是他也是要继续的祝福我们这群人。
But God continues to bless us.
我们都想得到神的恩典。
We all want to receive God's grace.
但是约翰耶稣是这样讲的，从他的丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
John 1:16 Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given.
Yeah, 因为 grace upon grace 就恩上加恩，不断的要加给我们。
So he's going to give grace upon grace.
当我们得救，我们确实得到他的恩典。
When we are saved, we received His grace.
但神不但不喜欢一人退后，
but God doesn't like us to go backwards.
也不喜欢我们白白受苦，
and He doesn't like us to suffer in vain.
他希望我们得到恩典，再得到恩典，再得到恩典。
and He hopes for us to receive grace upon grace upon grace.
这只有在我们在领受他丰盛的时候，我们才会得到更多的恩典。
Only when we receive His fullness, we will get, we'll receive more grace.
神也是这样的，成为我们的救赎。
And this is how God becomes our salvation.
他让我们在这个世界里面可以站得很稳。
He makes us being able to stand steady in this world.
不会随波逐流。
Will not follow the flow.
我知道这个世界有很多吸引我们的地方。
I know there are many things in this world that attract us.
有的一到夏天就赶紧怎么样出去玩了。
In the summertime, we all go out to vacation.
那你说可不可以呢？当然可以。
And is that okay? Of course, it's okay.
啊，但是要知道，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
But when we see everything or hear everything, we'll never be completely satisfied by these things.
能满足我们内心的唯有神自己。
Only God can satisfy us, our heart.
所以感谢神，我们这群人坐在这里，我们没有忽略这么大的救恩。
Thank God everybody sitting here is not overlook the salvation.
所以也愿他的恩典在我们中中，我们可以一起享受这个福音，明白这个福音，更是在福音里得到足够的恩典。
And may God be with us, and so that we can enjoy, we can have His grace and the gospel, and understand the importance of spreading the good news.
我们可以看保罗这个人。
We can look at what Paul did.
当保罗写腓立比书的时候，年龄已经比较大了。
When he wrote the letter to Philippians, he was very old.
他也是在罗马的监狱里边写这封书信。
And he wrote the letter in the prison, the Roman prison.
大家知道罗马监狱是怎么样？普通人可以坐在地上，那个奴隶坐在地下，那最最底下呢才是囚犯待的地方。
In a typical Roman prison, there are three different layers. The first one is the ordinary people, and then the next one is slaves. And then the very bottom one is for the prisoners.
在那时候没有电风扇哈。
And at that time, they didn't have fans, electrical fans.
没有通风设备哈。
And there's no ventilation equipment.
而且极其潮湿。
And it's also, it was very damp.
你就不用说他有没有自由的问题。
Not just to mention whether he has freedom or not.
光这些生活足以让很多人给疯掉。
Just these conditions where he is, you know, for the place where he stays can make people go crazy.
但保罗写腓立比书的时候，他所充满的是喜乐。
But when Paul wrote the letter, he was filled with joy.
他说这个喜乐对我来说一点也不困难。
And he said, this is not hard for me.
对你们也是很重要。
And it's very important for you.
他能够在那个极其艰难当中不但挂念众教会。
In the difficult time, he was still thinking about all the churches.
更是担忧吩咐安排众教会的事情。
He think about all the tasks of all the churches, and he was concerned and about the churches.
因为他是被爱所激励。
Because he was encouraged by love.
他是活在这个福音的里边。
He lived in the gospel.
你看保罗他是怎么提到保罗？他在这段圣经当中，这几节圣经就不断的想念你们，为你们祈祷，深信你们是这样的，怎么样？你们都在我心中，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，我也常常为你们祷告。
So in several of these Bible verses, he mentioned that I remember you, and in all my prayers are for you, and being confident of this, and since I have in my heart, and all of you, I long for all of you with the affection of Jesus Christ. This is my prayer. So,
他是挂念腓立比教会，为腓立比教会祷告，而一点没有自己的需求。
So he was thinking about the churches in Philippians, the Philippian churches, and he was praying for them, but he was not worried about his own condition.
弟兄姐妹，我们当我们在福音里的时候，我们也可以这样。
We can do the same thing here as well.
保罗也为我们祷告。
Paul prayed for us.
他要让我们在爱心当中多而又多。
He wants us to bear the fruit of righteousness in love.
也要我们结满仁义的果子。
Bear the fruit of the righteousness.
使荣耀称赞归给神。
And the praise and the be to God.
今天我们要把它改换一下。
And today we'll change things around a little bit.
这不是保罗的祷告，要成为我们的祷告。
This is not Paul's prayer; it's our prayer.
我们为自己祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
我们期盼我们在爱心上多而又多。
We hope that we have more and more love.
其实讲我们也不对，应当是我自己。
Actually, we should change we to I.
我自己，主啊，让我认识你。
Lord, may I know you.
让我可以在你里边扎根。
May I have roots in yourself.
让我的爱心可以增加。
May I have increasing love.
让我晓得所处的一切都是你的安排。
May I know that everything that I do is your plan.
让我可以荣耀你。
May I glorify your name.
这个人大家都认识。
I hope everybody knows this person.
网上有个流传他的帖子。
There's a story on the internet about this person.
说他的一个司机啊，想要跟他说学习怎么样发财。
And it goes like this. His chauffeur wants to learn how to make money.
所以他说好啊。那你回去好好想一想，然后列出20项你想要做的事情。
So he told the driver, okay, you go back home and think about things that you want to do and create the list of top 20 things.
下个礼拜他把20项交给了他的老板。
So next week, the driver submitted this list of 20 things that he wants to Warren Buffett.
问怎么做呀？
Ask him what to do next.
他说：“你回去，再从这里边找出5项最重要的事情来。”
And he told the driver, "Go back and select 5 important things from this list."
他下个礼拜一个礼拜的思想，终于又选出了5项来见老板了。
So after 1 week, the driver selected 5 things and submitted to him.
这个司机想：“哦，老板，我明白了。”
And then he told Buffet that now I understand.
这个五个呢就要努力做，这个剩下的呢慢慢做。
So these top 5 I need to work hard on. These other 15 I can take time to do.
他说不是。
And Warren told him, no, that's not the case.
这五项认真做，这个剩下的逃避绝对不要做。
And he said, these top five things you need to work hard on. These other 15, just get rid of it. Don't do it.
我想这些人都很聪明。
And I think these are all smart people.
我也但愿我们都有得到这样的聪明。
I hope we all have wisdom like this.
这张照片可能太小了，看不清楚。
This picture may be a little bit too small. It's hard to tell the details.
上个礼拜因为几个原因，我也出去溜了一圈。
Last week, for some reason, I also went outside to just
one week
sightseeing.
Yeah, 对，主要是开车。
The main thing is driving.
开车到北方，又开车到东边，然后又开回来。
Drive to north and to east, and then come back home.
最后开到这个 Ohio Columbus 的时候啊，实在有点累了。
I was tired when we drove past the Columbus, Ohio.
我太太说就下来走走路吧，休息一会儿。
My wife said, let's take a rest and walk around a little bit.
但是它的 downtown 那里有个公园呢，被封起来，不让我们进去。
There was a park in the downtown area. It was blocked and it was not letting us in.
因为这一天是7月1号，7月4号是独立节，他们在那个地方啊，在做布置烟火。
Because that day was July 1st, and people were preparing for the July 4th firework.
所以我跟太太就说，那既然来了，就走走路吧。
So I told my wife, well, since we're here, let's just walk around.
就在这个边上，看到了这个很多这样的车啊，他们是做食物的，早早就在那开始安排了。
As we were walking around, we see many of these kind of food trucks, and they were preparing for the firework on July 4th event.
七月一号到七月四号还有两三天呢。
So there are still two to three days to go.
但是他们早早就开始做准备了。
But they're already doing the preparation work.
那时候忽然间心里一个感动，说我自己要做主的事这么认真就好了。
I had this thought that when I work for God, if I can be so serious about it and do all the preparation work, and that would be great.
我太太都不理解为什么你这个有啥好照的。
My wife didn't quite understand why you take a picture of this.
但我自己晓得，我内心给我一个提醒。
I know, but I know from my heart that this is a reminder for me.
我们自己有很多事情，我们是不会忘记的。
We will never forget about a lot of the things for ourselves.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们认识福音。
So brothers and sisters, let's know the gospel.
我们活在福音的里边。
We live in the gospel.
好让我们能够传讲福音。
So that we can spread the good news.
更是要让我们在肢体相爱的当中去见证主的同在。
In our love, we should give a testimony to the existence of God.
福音在我们身上开花结果。
The gospel bear fruit in us.
我们也就知道我们怎么样面对自己的一切。
So we know how to face everything.
我们知道怎么去对待别人。
We know how to treat other people.
知道怎么对待自己所遇见的一切的难处。
How to deal with difficult situations that we face.
我们知道我们假期要做什么事情。
We know what we're supposed to do in the summer break.
我知道我的工作是怎么样的态度。
I know my attitude towards my work.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们。
Brothers and sisters, God is calling upon us.
认识主是最好的侍奉神。
Knowing God is the best service we can give to God.
多认识他，渐渐地转变成他。
Knowing him more and eventually turning into him.
我们去多读神的话，羡慕神的话，羡慕遵循神的话。
We need to read the God's word more and longing for God's word.
所以我们才可以让我们的喜乐成为我们的泉源。
Then our joys become a spring inside us.
他的话照亮我前面的路。
And his words illuminates the road ahead of us.
所以盼望我们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
I hope we can advance the gospel in unity.
不仅是传讲，更是活在这个里边。
Not only spread the news, but live in it.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你，谢谢你，因为你啊这样的这么大的恩典，竟然落在我们这些卑微的人身上。谢谢你这么的丰盛眷顾临到我们，也谢谢你在我们所走的路上都滴下你恩典的自由。谢谢你开启了我们的眼睛，让我们不但看到自己的软弱，更是看到你的圣灵的伟大。愿主你的圣善的灵帮助我们，指教我们，你成为我们的使者，成为我们的福音，成为我们的带领，也更成为我们的方向。愿主你那种神圣的不满足可以助引导我们，让我们在你的里边能够成为你的基业，可以荣耀你，可以称赞你。也愿你帮助我们，让每天的生活，无论是行走，无论是站立，都在思想你，让我们的心思意念被你所引导，我们可以转变成你的样式，使你的荣耀在我们身上可以彰显。谢谢主，赞美归给你，祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen。